That's a great idea, but what I really need isn't money, it's clothing.
Claire looks at me doubtfully.
Does your dad have any clothes he doesn't need? Even a pair of pants would be great. I mean, I like this towel, don't get me wrong, it's just that where I come from, I usually like to wear pants.
Philip Abshire is a tad shorter than me and about 30 pounds heavier. His pants are comical but comfortable on me.
I don't know.
That's okay, you don't need to get them right now, but if you bring some next time I come, it would be very nice.
Next time?
I find an unused piece of stationery and a pencil. I print in block letters. Thursday, September 29th, 1977, after supper. I hand Claire the paper, and she receives it cautiously. My vision is blurring. I can hear Etta calling Claire.
It's a secret, Claire, okay? Why?
Can't tell. I have to go now. Was nice to meet you. Don't take any wooden nickels. I hold out my hand, and Claire takes it bravely. As we shake hands, I disappear.
Wednesday, February 9th, 2000. Claire is 28. Henry is 36. It's early, about 6 in the morning, and I'm sleeping the thin, dreamy sleep of 6 in the morning when Henry slams me awake and I realize he's been elsewhen. He materializes practically on top of me, and I yell, and we scare the shit out of each other, and then he starts laughing and rolls over, and I roll over and look at him, and realize that his mouth is bleeding profusely. I jump up to get a washcloth, and Henry is still smiling when I get back and start daubing at his lip. How'd that happen? You threw a shoe at me. I don't remember ever throwing anything at Henry.